Blog Talk Radio.
And fair.
Hello.
Is that our music for our entrance?
Yes.
That was that's the same. Yeah.
Like something that we're entering some castle.
The Mirror Mansion.
Yes.
Okay, let me do the intro. Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we will be interviewing Days of Our Lives stars Teo Pangloss and Leanne Hundley, who portrayed Tony and Anna DeMiro. This past summer, Teo had the lead role of Elliot in the new play titled Class, which debuted in Camp Mate, New Jersey. Teo is also known worldwide for his role of Nicholas Black in the television show Mission Impossible. Leanne is known for her work on Dynasty and Dawson's Creek. Leanne just completed filming the lead role of Addison in a movie to be released next spring called Blissful Lies. Check us out daily at our blog at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook at Diva Days. On Twitter, you can find us as Diva of Dole. And don't forget to friend us on Block Talk Radio to be alerted to upcoming shows. Teo can be found on Facebook and Twitter, and his website is teopanglis.com. Leanne posts at the guestbook at leannehundley.net. Okay, so how's it going, guys? Hello, Tay and Leanne.
Hello.
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 Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody, one and all.
Yes. And for those whose Christmas is another time,
or, yeah.
Enjoy the festive season.
Happy Kwanzaa, happy everything to everybody.
But I can't believe I'm still in Los Angeles, and I'm not on some journey somewhere. I can't tell you how difficult this is.
It is amazing that you are still here in town at this time.
I should be climbing some pyramid.
Riding some balloon.
Yeah, smash some balloon is right. Done that enough times. So how is everybody?
Good. Very good. Good. Very excited to have both of you together here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Gives us an opportunity to
get together
and over a glass of wine and a little something.
Yes, looks like we have a lot of people in the chat room, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of people calling in, too.
Well, did you know what I forgot? Did I leave my ring here?
Yes.
Did you find my gold ring?
Marianne, do you want to start off with the first question?
Okay, yeah, I can ask the first question. Okay, I was wondering, I know during one of the chats or whatever, Leanne, when I was kind of wanted to get your both of your reactions to meeting each other for the first time and your memories of that time. I know you had said that you were a little afraid of Teo because it was, you'd heard of his reputation was kind of difficult. But I was wondering how you were introduced to each other. Did you do your first scenes together, or had you been introduced to each other before that, or did you have to step right into a scene? And maybe you could give us your memories, each of you, of what it was like to meet each other and your first impressions of each other afterwards.
Well, I can tell you from my perspective, Teo was already working on the show. He'd been on there a couple of years, and I had started,
right.
And I was really green and intimidated by everybody, so it was natural that I was intimidated by him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, I knew him as one of the actors certainly there at the show, but I didn't have any scenes with him. I didn't have any story overlapping. And I do remember the day sitting there with my producer, and I was talking about trying to connect with another actor that I was having trouble getting a connection with. And I was trying to find out, because I was green, I wanted to know how I'm supposed to make those connections and how you make chemistry and all that sort of thing. And she gave me some advice, and she said, you may need to, you might want to start, because I was frustrated with it, if I remember correctly. I was frustrated that I wasn't getting anywhere with it. And she said, well, maybe you want to work off some of that frustration. You need to start exercising. You need to get into a regime and a regimen and something that gets you to a place where you feel like you can steam off if you have issues with something like this. And I said, well, why would I need to do that? She said, well, you're going to be working with this guy. he is demanding of the product. He's demanding of the work product, and you need to be prepared for it. You need to be as best prepared for it as you can. And that was Teo. I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, we've got this storyline idea. We're going to go in this direction. I said, since when? When did this happen? Because I was shy and scared. But he was wonderful. Being said, all of that being said, never once had an issue. Well, there was the one time we had our first photo session. We did have that. I was going to be late.
Oh.
And I called you up to say, I'm going to be late. And he gave me a talk about being on time. It was important in the business to be on time.
So you warned him ahead of time.
That was the only time we've ever, ever, ever in all of our years together, ever with each other, I think.
Wow.
Well,
that's great.
Anyway.
Now tell your side of the story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I first met Leanne, I was with Daddy most of the time, and I didn't have much. There's no time to meet other or understand other people who come on the show and are new, or if they're not in your storyline. We just don't have the time. It takes everything, all our time to learn, rehearse, and get it out and get back for the next day. But I must say, when I met her, she was very sweet. She reminded me of the girl in Carousel. That was kind of innocent and came from a place that was sweet, and I thought, oh my God, I can't upset this one. Because
step on a lamb.
Because you know, I was not. I mean, when I've disturbed some people, it's only because either they're cocky or because they're taking things for granted, and I just stir the pot and. It gets a reaction, and when that reaction comes, they're not as boring as they were before I worked with them. So, you know, sometimes people think they're enough, and it's not. You know, some people have personalities that are just kind of slow and plain, but they think they've got, you know, great. They've got great personalities, and they're great actors, and they're not. And so my job is to try to raise the bar, and that's what I do. It's the way I was trained. I met with some really tough teachers who always told me it wasn't good enough. So it kind of rubbed off. So when I went on the show and I was doing what I was doing, never with Joe Mascolo and never with Leanne, but occasionally, you know, people like Deirdre Hall was wonderful. I got along with most of them. But then we fixed that one up. You know, when somebody doesn't get it, you do some things and you say some things and then they get it. And they don't forget you. That's the only trouble.
And she loves you.
And she loves me. So that's what she said. But, you know.
Oh, who doesn't love you, Teo?
Oh, listen, I can tell you.
I'm sure.
You think they killed me six times on that show because they loved me?
Oh, yeah, we could think of a few people that don't, right?
Right, James Riley, the dear man, but he's gone.
Yeah.
I have a
anyway,
question.
So when I met Leanne,
go ahead, Kim.
It was
no, okay,
great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. We had no conflicts, no.
And we had chemistry. Who knew?
And we had chemistry.
Oh,
we,
amazing chemistry. Still do.
Yeah.
Well,
and all these
that,
years,
yeah.
I still, difficult me, as they say. Leanne, very well. It's not that I'm difficult. It's just that I don't like when people are half-assed about things. I don't like people who really bring their best to what it is we're being paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, is that too much to ask, that we would do the job that we're supposed to do and
right.
give everything we can? That I mean, oh, no.
What's that noise?
Who's shuffling?
Who's shuffling?
I don't know.
Now, no, all of this product lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we were doing Gaze, we didn't know that this would last, that these shows would be around forever. I mean, it was kind of when, you know, the VCR was first invented and first people first had access to them on a personal level. And who knew that, you know, so if that product is going to be out there forever,
mm-hmm.
I'd be as good as it can be.
Yeah, and that's why people still enjoy what we did in the 80s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm sure there must be some questions other than the fact of how we met and did we like each other.
Oh, there's a lot more.
Yeah, I was wondering, who decided to put you guys together? Because Anna came in as an interloper with Room and Marlene. I was wondering who decided.
I left her a little secret. She was supposed to be on with Eugene.
Get
John
out
DeLand, and it didn't work.
Oh.
So chemistry was. And I didn't understand all that crap at that time, but they asked me, are they going to do this story that possibly with Leanne Hundley and I? And I liked her right away, and she was what's his name? Wayne Northrup at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so that's how it came about, but it didn't work with John. I can understand. John's not the most sensual person in the world.
We didn't like
him. Only when he's naughty.
What?
Only when he's naughty.
I always thought he was when he was cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
Came off very sexy when he was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Star Trek. He was on Star Trek.
Him or me either. I think it was just that just didn't gel. You know, they try out different things.
Yeah.
In the old days, they used to try them out for a few months. Now, if you watch the show, you'll see that they'll get a young, gorgeous girl and a young, gorgeous guy, and they'll say, oh, let's put them together. They'll have them flirt for a week, and then they kind of end up in bed, and then it's, if it doesn't work, it's over. And it's like probably a lot like life out there right now.
Well, Deidre and Drake work together because of their chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Bo and
mm-hmm.
Hope is their chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, Stefano and Kate.
Right.
That's a real...
Oh, yeah.
But they have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends. Some people, it doesn't matter. It's not about being attractive. It's about what resonates between two people.
And what you pick up on from the other actor when they're speaking to you. And also a lot of it is trust and respect. And if you respect your other actor, you're going to trust what he says to you, and you're going to trust that they give you what you need. And you're going to respond to it.
Anyway, so what's next?
Oh, Madeline, why don't you go ahead, hon?
Oh, well, I'm going to switch gears and ask about Mission Possible. And I was curious if you're going to do any European history on that, if you have any European history planned for that, other than ancient history.
You're asking about Mission Possible and if I'm going to do European history?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to Middle Eastern and Egyptian and... Most of the places you go,
oh, you're talking
Greece.
Yeah.
Not your old.
No. oh, yeah, the European. Yeah, there's stories in Greece and also stories from France. And there will be stories from China. And there will also be stories from South America.
Cool.
I traded on the Middle East because for the last 10 years because the euro got too expensive. And I got a little tired of being Greek, and I wanted to explore. I loved the Bedouins. I loved how people survive in deserts. I loved, and then I began to find out the history of that particular realm of life. And then it takes a long time to explore. I still haven't finished, but you know, my next trip's going to be Iran and Greece. So.
Iran, you're brave.
Oh, yes. Well, as they say, you know, in Iran, there are rats in the walls, so you don't know who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still Bedouins. I don't know that much about that. I'm curious.
Bedouins?
Mm-hmm.
Bedouins,
they're still living?
Yeah, Bedouins are nomadic tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't stay in one area. They live in tents. It's the country is, it's like a gypsy in a way. But like when I went to the monastery in St. Catherine's, which was built in the 4th century in Sinai, the people that kept that monastery alive were the Bedouin. So the Bedouins have been there for thousands of years. And the Canaanites, you know, all those that came at the time of where Israel was being created, all those people were really Bedouins. And so they just travel from place to place, and they live off, certainly not off the land, because the land doesn't produce anything. It's off the animals, mm-hmm. and they make products. And so, but they're a fascinating people. To sit with them, the little amount of that they require to feel stimulated is just amazing. You know, for us here, we have to be stimulated every minute with all these crappy machines have been developing to distract us from, you know, really dealing with ourselves and each other. And if you look at the youth today, it's all about those machines. And then you go and take a time and sit under the tent with a Bedouin, and it's 130 degrees out, but it's cool. And they serve you tea, and they smoke from those little smoking machines. But it's just kind of wonderful to see how pleasant their lives are. And they're not having the nervous conditions we have because we feel we've got to get another toy, another distraction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like about
or
Bedouin.
Another boyfriend, another girlfriend.
They sit and talk. They actually talk to each other, huh?
They talk to each other, and sometimes you don't have to talk. Sometimes you just know.
No. Very profound.
Occasionally that happens in my life.
I'm going to put a caller on. Yes, this is Megan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So great to talk to you guys. So this question is for both of you. I was just kind of curious, do you have any personal or acting goals that in the future that there's something you haven't accomplished yet that you would like to accomplish?
Leanne, do you want to go first?
Well, I'm trying to think of that, you know, because I feel like I've done a little bit of everything. you know, the good news about our profession is somebody's always got to be Miss Daisy, and somebody's mm-hmm. got to play the driving of Miss Daisy. So we can do this till we're dead, because they need every age group for it. And so that being said, I feel like we can do more and more. I mean, Teo's friend Doris works about every other day of her life, and, it, you know. So I feel like I've done every medium. The only medium I actually haven't done is stage. I haven't done theater. So maybe that's the one thing I should try, but not speak.
No, to see you both in a play together. That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
That would be good.
Yeah. Teo needs to do more plays, stage work.
I could teach her. Well, you know, we're looking to see to bring the play that I just did on the East Coast out to Los Angeles. I think the show I'm developing is something new, because I've never really done reality. I had a meeting yesterday. I think it's what is exciting about it is it's something that I started as a kid, which is now developing as an adult, and taking me a long time to become an adult, you know. what happened is that this is an opportunity, because I have to rely on my own personality and my knowledge. The script is my own script. So that's a new thing for me. When you've got other people's dialogue and other people's play to do, you can always blame it on a bad play or a good play. But when you have to base it on your own experiences and your own justifications and what it is you've searched out, then you can be up for criticism. So that'll be an interesting program. And there's also the idea now, because I'm developing Arianna Fallaci as a Man, about a Greek terrorist. So we're waiting to get the rights on that, and I've got a director on board. So there are different things. So theater is something, and also still keeping in the television aspect, but in an arena that I've never done before.
Awesome. Well, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. Okay, we're going to go to Meg.
Hi, hey,
Meg.
Diva.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Leanne, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just have a quick question. You both have done independent film. Leanne, I know you just finished Blissful Lies, and Taya, you did Nina and the Mystery of the Secret Room. I was wondering about your experiences on an independent film set as it opposes to a studio set. How does it differ?
Well, I would say that it used to be a lot different because in the old days when you did studio-driven projects, there was money. And the pace was not quite as frenetic. And, of course, I've never done a multi-billion dollar budget movie, so I wouldn't know what it's like to really have all of the perks. But I've done movies of the week where you have the perks and stuff like that. But for the most part, I think nowadays, time is of the essence. Time is money, and everything is fast. And so they have more in common than they have in something different, because it's all about getting it in the can as fast as you can so they can edit it and get it back out and they can turn it around and get their money back. And that being said, this experience on Blissful Lies was very intense. It was an intense 3 weeks. We worked 6-day weeks and 12-hour days, and it's an intense project to be able to do that much material in that short amount of time. And it's kind of exhausting. I needed a break after I finished. So it can be stimulating and exhausting at the same time.
I enjoyed mine because I knew the producers. I think they were, again, surprised on how easy it was to get along with me. I would think it's interesting. It was, God, you really are easy to work with. And I said, well, why would you think otherwise? It must be something about the persona. I think it was all those austere teachers I had that made me look like I was coming from some monastery, you know, where I was taught up nuns. But you know, I had a lot of fun. You're certainly not doing it because of the money. You're doing it because there's a character here you've not played before, hopefully, and I had a lot of fun improvising. There's a lot of improvisation in that, and I remember I had a masturbating scene in the shower.
You had to improvise that?
Yes. I did. I made it look as huge as possible.
Well, that wasn't fun, was it? Or what?
Space prop. Yes. It was godlike.
We're still waiting to see that movie. Can you tell us how we can see that movie?
Yeah, they want to find that.
Yeah, we want to find that.
I have
especially that part.
In it, huh? Oh, that part. I think they've cut it out. I was too over the top. But I was having fun with it while I was watching my wife making love with some other guy. I was very kinky in the movie, I suppose. I don't know if that goes back to being Greek or what, but it was...
Only in the movie, okay.
Huh?
Only in the movie.
Only in the movie. I'm really rather puritanical. Anyway, so it was a good experience. It was a good experience. And I think you make it what you want to make it. You want to get along with people. If you can smell a rat, then treat the rat like they're your best friend. That's what I do now. I don't tell people all the time what I think about them. I think it doesn't really go anywhere. I think the best thing to do is make people feel that you really care about them and have a good working relationship, because it costs money to delay. And who wants to stir up problems when it's not necessary and people go through enough without you being part of that contribution? So now I've changed I've turned the page,
turned
as they say.
Leaf,
I've turned a new leaf. I don't always say to people what I feel. I just said something. I thought, is this going to make a difference? If not, then move on. That's it.
Well, thank you very much, Taylor and Leanne. I hope you have a wonderful evening and a great holiday.
Thanks, Meg.
Thank you
so much. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Meg.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Meg.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh. Girl, shocked
what
silence.
So typical.
Huh? What'd she say?
Typical.
Typical.
So typical.
Okay. We have Nikki on the line. We try to follow that one up, Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Oh, watch out, Teo.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Teo. It's wonderful to talk with you guys again.
Thank
hello.
Hi. Thank you for the sweet gift. By the way, thank you, everybody, for all the lovely Christmas gifts. I'm overwhelmed. I'm wearing a scarf. I'm going to eat chocolate. I'm going to go shopping and get coffee and makeup at Nordstrom's. And
much deserved.
You're welcome. Well, Leanne, first off, I want to say thank you so much for the autographed picture that you and Jennifer sent from Blissful Lies. It was such a nice surprise for me.
Well, I'm very glad that you got it. Thank you. I'm glad that.
Thanks for me, too, Leanne.
Well, unfortunately, I did do the same. I you know, I usually try to personalize everything, and I did personalize them, but I was remiss in. I didn't write a letter on each one. I pretty much just said hi.
That's good enough for me, trust me.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
I actually got it right in the mail right before I had to take my finals at the university, so I can tell you that definitely helped me through my test.
Test? Did you get your grade yet?
Yes, I got all A's.
Wow.
Glad I could help.
And Teo, I've already told you online, but happy birthday to you. I hope you had fun celebrating.
I did. The day before, I had great time with Leanne and my friend Paul and my friend Beverly and her boyfriend. It was all very wonderful. We went to a restaurant called Chaya, and I had two vodka martinis.
Before I got there.
She got there. There was five of us, but we had a wonderful time. And then the next day, I just had some crisis. And so on the day of my birthday, it wasn't much of a birthday. But, you know, sometimes birthdays are about helping others. And
but we took you out for your birthday in Australia time.
Yes.
There you go.
That's true. So. But, you know, at times it's very nice just to give back to somebody else who's in need. And, you know, I had friends who used to take you out on their birthdays. That's the way they wanted to say thank you for being a friend. That's what that day was about. And, you know, I have some friends who are older and who need certain attention and care. And that's what we do. Nurturing.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. And I just want to say thank you so much for tweeting with us. We just love it.
Thank you. I hope I'm not being too cheeky.
Oh, no.
We love cheeky.
Never.
We love cheeky.
Yes. I mean, you know, sometimes it just, listen, most of the time, I've only had two bad tweets when you think about how many I've had. And that's pretty good. And it's about misconstruing things. You know, there's this plan that my agent has put me in with tweeting. It drops people sometimes without me even knowing. And, of course, you get a comment from someone saying, oh, we know you. Your ego is so big. You just drop us and pick us up and drop us. And I don't even know it's happened. So they think it has to do with our ego. That's where they go right away.
Right.
And I'm going, I don't even know you, ma'am. So...
I wanted to say something to that, but I figured I better stay out of it.
What's that?
But I was going to respond to that person and, like, defend you and everything, but I figured, oh,
you
I should stay out of it.
Should,
yeah,
if
I guess, like, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know,
okay, I will the next time.
Because you're never shortchanged when it comes to your mouth either.
Oh.
So, you know, you want to make a point, make the point, because it's better to come from somebody who gets it that's from the outside than coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't look like my ego's at stake. You know, what am I going to explain to people? And who wants to spend time on it? My God.
Yeah. You know, or sometimes it's best just to ignore, too. You know.
Yeah.
that good. And,
yeah.
You know, the whole
yeah.
idea is
I don't know what's better.
Huh?
Sometimes. I don't know whether it's better to ignore or to confront sometimes. I don't know.
Oh, sometimes, you know, they get me at the wrong time. You know,
yeah.
My balls are twanging, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, hi, so Leanne, have you decided to do Twitter? Has he convinced you to go on Twitter?
No, nope, that's why I just said, this is why I won't tweet.
This is why.
I'm not very happy even texting very much. I like to talk on the phone, but not all mm-hmm. the time.
I prefer the phone too.
I like to communicate, but I do think things are misconstrued in text.
They are.
And you know, the other one real problem I have is that I'm a bit of a grammarian, and that doesn't mean that I'm always right or correct in my grammar, but it drives me crazy that things are abbreviated and not capitalized or punctuated. And when I'm doing mine, it takes me a half an hour to do a text because I'm putting my apostrophes. And I guess because I just can't stand the breakdown of our language. And so for me, it's almost a principle kind of thing. I'm going to do it my way, and that takes time. So it's too much time. I could be over with the conversation in 2.5 minutes and move on. But so anyway, no, I won't be tweeting. I don't think so. Now, that being said,
okay.
So next week I
we'll
sign up. It'll be a whole other story. I'm not... I understand its uses. I understand it's fun for people, but I don't want to tell everybody every minute of my day what I'm doing. I don't want you to know what I'm doing every minute of my day. And
all the mystery goes away.
Pardon me. Yeah, all the mystery is gone. It's like knowing the end of the book before you read it. Once again, I know I'm harping on this subject, but I like to discover things as they happen. And I do think that in our world of instant gratification, and as Teo was saying, you know, we have all our toys and all our instruments to be able to communicate and get information immediately. Well, just because I want information doesn't mean I have the right to get it immediately. It's mostly, you know, some things take time. And those Bedouins, you know, imagine out a question to somebody. When do they get their answer?
A year later. yeah, but, you know, I enjoy the tweets because I think it's an interesting challenge to get 140 letters out and make it interesting enough. I find most people's tweets are boring. I can't believe that's what they actually put out. As if anybody cares that you're
shampooing your hair.
Or that they tweet every hour. Yeah.
So that's why, unless I have a story to tell or a recipe to throw or a piece of philosophy I've discovered or remembered, or answer the people who come on board, and for maybe a half an hour there, as you know, we have a good time and we laugh. And some people are excluded and don't get it, but there are others who I'm always surprised to see how much they enjoy how some of my friends who come on board to talk, how much they enjoy the conversation. But I just don't think you have to tell everybody everything. I mean, you know, and some people...
Right.
You know,
we enjoy the recipes and your travel stories and your philosophies. Yeah, very interesting.
Next.
And thanks, Nikki.
Thank you, hon.
Can I ask Leanne one more thing before I go?
Go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
Leanne, Teo, he has told us about all the dance scene on Days in the 80s when he dropped you without you knowing, or when he unzipped your dress after you told him not to. I just want to get your reaction on that.
It's all true. You know, the thing. He dropped me on my
buttocks.
Sacroiliac or whatever, coccyx or whatever it is, my tailbone. And, you know, those sets are, you know, they're placed upon, it's just a carpet thrown on a
cement
floor. On a cement floor. So when he dropped me and I looked up at him, I was seeing stars. And because it went my spine.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. He sees me now. He has to give me a back rub. That's part of our deal.
You know, it's interesting, though. You have to take this into consideration. Most guys, in comparison to women, have smaller asses. So there's more of a cushion when you drop a woman. You know, so when a woman drops you, there's something to bounce on. A guy, of course, you know, it's just right to the bone. So I just took it for granted that when she fell,
she'd have some padding.
She had some padding. And obviously, we're still talking about it 25 years later. It was worth it, I must tell you. I cannot tell you. Just to see that expression in her face of like, I caught her off guard, and she was so shocked. And it was hysterical. From my perspective.
Leanne, can I ask you, did you ever want to get him back? Did you ever pull a trick on him?
No, I'm not good at that. I'm not very good at, first of all, you know, we've discussed how I have trouble telling a lie.
Right, yeah, I remember you saying.
I'm not good
never
at.
Never crossed your mind.
I'm not, and I'm not very good at coming up with how I could get him either.
How you could, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's okay for me if he has to give me a back rub every time he sees me. That's okay with me for the rest of his
life.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Back rub, so I'm good with it.
Sounds like a fair trade.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you both so much for talking with me again, and you two have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year.
You too, love.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye, Nikki.
Okay, and we have Cindy on the line.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello,
I'm Cindy.
Cindy.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Leanne and Tao.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello, Cindy.
Hey. Tao, you mentioned that you're going to South America. What would you be investigating in South America? The pyramids and stuff there?
Well, the South America, I've never been to Argentina, but I love the Iguazu Falls in Brazil. I did not like Rio. I did not like the people a lot. It's a difficult city to move around in, and there's time going on. But I love the Peruvians. When I went to Peru and Machu Picchu and climbed to the top, I like that civilization, like the Aztec civilization in Mexico. So, you know, there's much to learn America, so it's still to me an outlet to explore. But it's a lifetime finding out about these cultures. But South America would certainly be one of the areas I'll be exploring.
Well, I'm looking forward to whenever you put a book out, and when you start putting the stories out, to reading it and all. And I would love to see both you and Leanne in a play here in New Orleans so I could go see y'all.
I've never been to New Orleans. I hear it's just the warmest, most lovely place.
We could always do love letters, you know. We should try and see by taking love letters around would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. About two people who don't see each other very much in life but have great memories.
Yeah. I think I know what you were talking about when you said that, because there's something down here one time where, well, maybe it's not the same thing, but it was like, it's kind of like that movie with Alan Alda where once every year they got together. Well, this was
same time,
a couple that rode each other back and forth.
Yeah, that was same time next year.
Same time next
year.
Yeah.
They had some play down here that was something like that.
That would be fun. Yes.
Yeah.
So how are
I wasn't feeling good this morning, but I'm feeling better this evening. And, I've shared with you, I got a lot of health problems.
Yes.
And,
a lot of my friends have. It's part of what we call in and part of what we have to experience.
So,
it's something you're working through, and I wish you the best.
And I wish you the best,
Thank you. And I appreciate that birthday wish that you put on my on the tweet. I appreciate that.
Ah, well, I hope you had a lovely birthday.
Well, actually, it's tomorrow, but...
I know. But
I kind of like celebrating
right?
it today.
This is the 18th.
It's the 19th, the birthday.
Ah. Well, honey.
Well, I'm glad you had a good celebration and you and Leanne had celebrated together.
We did.
She's a good person.
We did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll let somebody else talk. Nice talking to you.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, Cindy.
Happy holidays to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, next we have the very loquacious Anna.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure.
Anna!
Over here.
The other Anna.
I can't think of anything to say now.
Oh, bull.
Oh, come on.
Well, after that, welcome. No. Well, hi, Teo and Leanne. Still thinking back fondly to meeting Leanne in June and also just our prior chats with both of you. And it's fun to have you both on at the same time and it not be a surprise, although that was was fun when Teo surprised you last time. But thank you for sharing your evening with us. It's exciting to get to talk with you again. And Teo, at the last chat, I finally got to hear you say "Hello, Anna" to me instead of Leanne. So I'm still, on a high from that. But even I have to admit, Tony and Anna DeMira have to be together, and I've, accepted my place. But and the girls created ringtones for me when you said "Hi, Anna" and "Hi, Anna." So when I'm feeling romantic, I play the "Hello, Anna." And when I'm feeling naughty, I play the "Hello, Anna." But anyway, I was wondering, since it's the holidays, what if you guys would like to share or have any maybe a favorite tradition either from childhood or something you created as an adult with your friends that you like to, a tradition that you have during the holiday season. I'd just love to hear if you, have something you'd like to share about that. And if not, we can talk about something else.
I'm having a small party tomorrow, and so I thought in order to make it festive, I would make something like hot buttered rum. So I dug out a recipe, and I made it. And then, of course, we had to test it a couple nights ago to make sure it was okay. It's made with butter, sugar, brown sugar, and ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then you add rum and hot water. And, man, is that a good – that's a nice hot toddy. And they go down like a hot root beer or something. And it's really – like, they're really good. Anyway, the minute I made it and then I poured it, and the minute I tasted it, I was back in Forks as a child where – my parents, in Forks, everybody got together. They'd have Christmas parties. And I remember always being, as a child, going to the Brogger House for Christmas Eve. And they had these huge punch bowls full of eggnog and hot buttered rum mix. And we kids were allowed to have the mix because that was, non-alcoholic form. And that's where I went. I went straight back to Forks. It was really great.
That's so neat.
Little tidbit for Twilight out there. The Billy Brogger, who was my age and was we played together as kids and grew up together in school, and his parents were my parents' friends, and he and his wife have the bed and breakfast that they use as the Cullen House in when you take the tour through Forks, Washington. It's
oh my gosh!
Of events, but that's where I first had hot buttered rum and without the rum, and eggnog, hot eggnog, cold eggnog actually with nutmeg on top. Try that recipe: cup of sugar, cup of brown sugar, cup of butter, 2 cups of ice cream, blend it all together, melt the other stuff first, and then add the ice cream and blend it together. Add a shot of rum, and then 3/4 cup of water and nutmeg on top, and you'll love it.
Ooh, that sounds great. Thank you. And that's neat how it just took you back like that.
Totally, right back in the frog, in their living room. I was at the frog
house. Oh, how funny. Oh, man. That's cool. Thank you for sharing. And, Teo, do you have anything that you do with your friends or now or that you like to share?
I lock them up.
Oh, what's that?
I lock them out. I usually go home at Christmas, and I kind of prepare. I like to cook for the whole family, and I think my sister-in-law likes to watch me cook because she uses cookbooks and I just use my head, so it goes intuitively. So which means that when you use it from your head, it works. When you use it from a book, it doesn't always work. So she learned that, and so you got to trust your own sense of intuition when it comes to doing those things. So I would always go and buy colorful fruit and everything, so the table would look great. And but this year, because I'm not going home, I'm probably going to cook a turkey with some friends. But you know, I have some friends who don't have family, so I usually get together with them during the holidays. And that's that's why I don't like being here. I'd rather go on an adventure. I like going into Jerusalem. That time when I went to the Nativity there at Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole Christmas period, going through all the Masada and going through all those wonderful Sea of Galilee. And then for New Year's, I went to Petra in Jordan, and the hotel charged you $250 for the meal. And I went inside, and I thought, who am I going to be sitting with? I was on my own because nobody would go to Jordan with me because they're all too afraid. And I was sitting with all these Japanese people who didn't speak English. And I said, why would I want to sit with 8 Japanese people who are going to be nodding to me all night? And instead of me sort of screaming out and embracing, they were hardly embraceful people. And so I just turned around and I told the people, everybody has their customs. Greeks make a lot of noise. I love the Oriental people because they have a wonderful way of being very diplomatic. I'm not like that. I don't sit there and I don't gesture and say hello. There are moments where you want to let out the noise. So I found that it was easier for me to go to bed, eat early by myself, and do a meditation, like the candle I got from the ancient church in Cairo, and where the Holy Family hid. I lit that candle, did my meditation at 11 o'clock, put the earplugs in, and I woke up the next morning, and it was the next day. It was New Year's Day, and I spent it at 6 in the morning going through Petra Jordan at dawn. Mm-hmm. So,
wow.
So that's
the way to spend New Year's.
That is. Definitely.
Wow. Families have too much drama.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to find people and just, these are times for me to search out new things.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. I know there's other people that want to talk with you, so I'll get off the phone now.
We'd say to you, if we had more time, so what are you going to do? Leanne, I would say to you, so how's your going? What are you doing this Christmas? In 3 words.
I can't do anything in 3 words or less.
Why you don't tweet?
Well, boy, that's the truth.
I'll be spending it with my family here in Kansas City, so it's nice.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, there have been years when I haven't, and when I was in Texas, I didn't always see family at the holiday. So you make a lot of times I would get together with friends or whatever, and sometimes it was just nice to be, it might have been the only day I was off work for a while, so it was kind of nice to just take a break and think about what it's really all about. So, but I'm looking forward to this year. It'll be nice to have the kids around and everything. So, thank you and happy holidays to both of you, and thank you again for sharing your time tonight with us.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Thanks, Anna.
Bye-bye. Bye, Anna.
Bye-bye, Anna.
Bye, Anna.
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 We have Heather on the line. Heather?
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, hi.
Hi. Hi, Leanne. Hey, Teo.
Hello.
Hi.
this is my first time actually getting to speak with either of you, so I'm very honored for your presence this evening. I appreciate your time. I have one question first for Leanne. I know right now they've kind of got on days they've got your character is currently on the run, and so I was wondering if the storyline was right, if you would consider returning, and if so, maybe Tony can be resurrected one more time.
A little bird told me this is what everybody wants. Mm-hmm. I would hope that it could be resurrected and he could be resurrected and they could find him in the jungle somewhere. I don't know, honestly, what any storyline is coming. I've heard rumors that they're bringing back my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I haven't actually heard those rumors confirmed because I haven't spoken to anybody over there for quite some time. So, I went to the anniversary party, the 45th anniversary party, last month, and I don't remember discussing that. So, oftentimes we go to parties, we don't talk about days of our lives. We talk about everything else but days because, it's the one time of year we're not working on the show and we're all together and we get to, just be ourselves. So,
right.
Thank you. I appreciate that you would like to see the character come back and to see Tony come back. And I don't know. I really don't know where they're going with it. I wish I had more information.
Right. I know, Teo, that I saw you on Facebook and Twitter saying that the ratings have been down a lot on it, and I believe that has a lot to do with the writing. The passion is not there like it was with Tony and Anna. Even Bo and Hope with Christian and Peter on there, still on there. The writing right now is just not as great as it used to be back in the 80s.
Well, a lot of time has gone by. It's 25, 30 years later. And, and the thing is, you have to remember, is that everybody's doing the best they can.
Right.
All the writers wake up every day to try to do the best they can. They're trying to make it right for a lot of people. And it was pointed out to me one time, when actors are let go or they move on or something, sometimes people's feelings are hurt and they can get bitter because they were let go. And how could those producers do that? These people have a family and they have people to support. And I think you have to look at it this way. The producers are kind of looking at it, hey, we managed to give those people a job for 4 years. We kept their family afloat for 4 years.
Right.
It's a difficult position to be in, to be a writer, a head writer, and a producer, and an executive producer. It's a very scary place to be because you have so many people depending on you, and they make you responsible for everything. So as far as the writing goes, I know it's different than what we were used to, I guess I want to defend writers everywhere because it's not an easy job, and I appreciate that you want us to be there, and we would like to be, and maybe something could work out. But in the meantime, be careful, honey, there's still stuff. Okay. We just had a little accident here.
Uh-oh.
A break. That's so he's trying
very
to
fine.
A fine crystal that I didn't do it. I was talking.
Broke something, huh?
The point of glass. He broke a glass. Anyway, like I said, it's basically we were really lucky in the 80s. We had Sherry Anderson writing for us, and we of course had a good relationship with her, and she wrote us very romantically and.
Right.
And charismatically, and so we appreciated that. And everything changes. It's been 30 years. Days has had its own evolution, as we all do, as we all change. We'd like to bring Days along forever, but.
Well, I'll give you my version quickly.
Okay.
I You know, the people who originally wrote us are no longer around, and it was a different period. They took... And what happens is that other people come in. Sometimes women are much more romantic than the men, right? Male writers. Sometimes my kind of character doesn't stimulate somebody like the new producer that's on the show now. Maybe he doesn't quite get the kind of worldliness that the Damaris are about. I think sometimes you get new writers and new producers, and they take the characters and put them in a different world that you would say, but we'd never do this, being that we had created characters from the beginning. So there is I think James Riley, in the way he wrote Tony, was so whacked out. That's why they were able to bring Andre in again, so that they could balance it out. But I think as a whole, different writers have different ideas, and they're taking charge, and it's their job to make it, and it's the actor to take the writing off the page and make it the best. But I don't always think it's to the advantage of the character. But that said, and I think where Leanne is correct, is that these people have a job to do, and they do it the best they can, sometimes not successfully, but other times they can write, you know, Middle America much better than they can write European families.
Right.
So, you know, if you look at Y&R, I think it's, you know, very American in a sense, even though they bring an Australian character in. But it varies. So it depends on who's taken charge. Some people come in and say, I want to kill him. They've told me more times than anybody else. So that always makes me like, when I ask Ken Corday, can I just ask you something? What is it about this character you don't like that you feel you've got to kill every time? So, you know, you'll go crazy trying to work it out. What you do is, while it's existing, you accept it, you appreciate it, you do the best you can, leave well, so that when you ask you back, they don't have to think, oh, he didn't leave well or she didn't leave well. So that's what you do. It's part of the professionalism. And the fact that we've been able to play these characters for so many years has been pretty good and pretty fortunate.
And that's true of any show, not Days of Our Lives. I mean, you have to be professional with any job that you do.
Yes, and I'm being so kind.
Yeah,
some other things. I could say yes. And if it was just between us and nobody else, I probably would change my version.
Yeah.
And give you a little
about
people's tastes and where they are. But as a whole.
But that's your opinion, you know. That's the
It's not just an opinion. After 28 years, you like to think it's more than an opinion. You do know something. But you know.
It's your fans' opinion, too.
Yeah, but, you know, the show's been very good to us, and we've never negated the show. We always want the show to survive and do well because there are still friends remaining there. It gave us a wonderful livelihood and experience. And listen, if it wasn't for Days, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation.
Right.
Exactly.
So there are advantages to having done this. And it's not an easy job, especially when you're the producer and the head writer. It is tough times to be able to work that many characters and interweave them into stories so that the people out there are enjoying and are keeping up with what they're writing. It's not always successful. When it works, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
These were the best. The 80s you can never take away. Mm-hmm. From the writing and the actors, I don't know why, but it was a wonderful world of it was a studio system, the way it worked.
It was a charm.
It was charm time.
Yeah.
Anyway, next.
Well, Teo, are you planning on doing anything back on the East Coast again anytime soon? You have any projects in the works?
I just had word from my producer who I did the play with. And he's coming out in February, and he may be doing something out here, I'm not sure. But if he remains on the East Coast, I'm sure, because I got along well with everybody, believe it or not, there, so I may go back. I enjoyed the theater.
I enjoyed
the theater.
I would love to see you act in person. That would be a dream come true.
Oh, thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
It was wonderful.
Well, I thank you both for your time, and I appreciate you talking with me, and I'll let somebody else get on.
Thanks,
all
Heather.
Right, you guys have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I did want to confirm, Christy Clark did film one episode that's supposed to air in February.
Oh, okay.
And they, Roman actually said a couple weeks ago he's going to go look for Anna. So we'll see if he actually finds her or not.
I better.
It's the Roman, so you never know if he'll find her or not. But
no,
we have... I'm sorry.
I haven't heard anything beyond that. I don't know...
Mm-hmm.
What's going
Maybe
on?
It's a way to give Josh vacation.
Isn't he always on vacation? I don't know.
Kind of seems like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we have Beatrice on the line.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm talking to both of you.
Ah.
What time is it?
Oh, again, it's 2 in the morning.
What are you doing up?
2 in the morning?
Yes. But, you know, I can't miss this, so I had to stay up.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh, to you too. And thank you so much for the little gift Jennifer sent to all of us. I get mine this Tuesday, and I was so happy.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got it. Thank you.
I have one question for each of you. Teo, you've told us in Cape May that Leanne has only cooked for you once. And I'd like to know what she prepared and why it was only that one time. See, Nikki, I've asked it.
It's interesting that, because we talk about cooking and all that and why she's only cooked once. Even I can't get over it.
Especially
but,
since she's always giving me a hard time. I'm about it. You would think I
How many
would...
times have I cooked for you?
Like 800, I know.
she cooked crab cakes.
I did?
I can remember. I can remember the crab cakes because I thought they were wonderful. They were kind of, they were like a first course. And why does, your question was, why does she only cook them once for me?
Because I don't have, I haven't had people over for so long. Tomorrow is my first party in 10 years.
Yeah, so it becomes all girls,
him,
none of us.
It's all girls.
It's girl.
And I told him, I said, don't take it personally, because this is really all girls, honestly. And they're all going to be there because everybody has to be allergic to my cat, so they can't be around my cat for too long. So.
Oh.
I could have, with all the recipes I've given her, I could have written a cookbook.
He doesn't write them down. He just said it's better to just trust your instinct and throw the salt in and throw the food in and cook on instinct. What recipes?
What recipes? But it still was a nice evening. I just keep, you know, the, it's like that lingering thing that you keep thinking you're going to change your mind and ask you. So that's what's going on. I keep thinking the domestic side of her is going to surface.
No.
And we will be blessed. But then, of course, I'm in the next phase, and I go, well, I'm already over it, so would you like to come over again? And she always says yes.
Yes.
She likes my
cooking. I don't like to miss a meal.
She likes my cooking.
Yes, I get your cooking.
Oh, thanks for clearing that. And, Leanne, do you remember the very first celebrity golf tournament you've attended and who brought you to that kind of charity?
I actually do remember my very first one because I was afraid to go. I had been, I actually started playing with a group of ladies that were from Days of Our Lives back here in, you know, that's how I really started to play golf. We would meet every Thursday morning and play at this little three-part golf course. And some of those ladies were Sherry Anderson, Melissa Gallison, who was Joe Gallison's wife, Tracy Colas, who worked on the show, Suzanne Rogers came a few times. I mean, we had a few ladies that would show up and we would play golf, but I, you know, was never very confident in it. And then I started getting invited to these celebrity, quote-unquote, tournaments. And this one tournament invited me three times before I actually said, okay, I'll go, because I finally had a chance to get out and play an actual full-length golf course with my husband, and he gave me pointers, and so I was more confident on the golf course. And they told me that I didn't really have to play very well. I just had to be able to drive the ball off the tee and then be able to putt it in the hole at the end, because the guys did all the work in the middle. And I said, yeah, right. I went to the Kenny Stabler golf tournament in Mobile, Alabama. It was real hot, real southern. It was amazing. They had a full bar every four holes. I had never seen anything like it in my life. I said, oh, this is what they do when they play golf.
Yep.
I mean, there were alligators in the ponds, and everybody's got on, they're hoisting a few. And I remember going up and asking for some bottled water, and they didn't have any. They only had, you know, we've got some Jack Daniels. And I said, oh, it's nine in the morning. I'd like some water. Anyway, the next day, they actually had water. But that was my first tournament, and guess who won?
Who won?
I won.
No way.
You
were the only sober person.
So once I won, I got it in my blood how good it was to win. They gave me trophies and cowboy hats and all kinds of fun stuff. And I thought, I like this. I like the glory. I'm going to come back for more. I went to that tournament for many, many years, and that started it all.
Mm-hmm. We've seen you win second ladies first golf tournament, because that was online. They had lots of clips online. So we've seen you playing there and winning.
Hitting a ball. Once again, interesting game. My partner was
Lisa something.
Fernandez. She was the women's softball, the Olympic, USA Olympic team softball pitcher.
Yeah.
And that was very fun, because she is an extraordinary athlete, and she hits the ball as farther than most of the men I've ever played with. And the scary thing was that I was considered the B player, which would be the next best player on the team, because the other two girls hadn't played very much. And we still won, because she was so extraordinary, and I know how to drive the ball off the tee and sink it in. Those are my two things I know how to do really well. Anyway, the fun thing was that at the end of the thing, when they took our pictures, she brought out all her gold medals that she had won every 4 years for three sets of years in the Olympics, and we all got to wear them around our necks, and that was very exciting for us to wear the gold medal. I got to say, it was so touching, and it made me, I don't know, I got a little chill down my spine to touch a gold medal. It was very exciting. So anyway, that was my experience on there.
Awesome. So Scott cannot be around today, but I know that he's thinking of you both right now.
Well, thank you. Tell him hello for us.
I will. And Lee's next, so I say bye-bye. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And I also thank Scott and the Hoochies for their Whole Foods gift. My God, I just discovered it as I'm going through the cards, and I just found it, and I went, oh my God.
Whole Foods. Thank you.
Oh, more food.
Whole Foods. You mean whole paycheck?
Yes. How lovely. Thank you so much. And thank the naughty Scott.
Okay.
That's too funny. And we have Lee. We have Lee on the line. Lee?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Lee.
Hi. How's it going?
Hi, Lee.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hi. I hear it's raining in L.A. Can you send some of that to Phoenix, please?
Well, you know, I love my rain, so I'm pretty excited. It's not very easy to drive around here, but I love my rain. My cousin Seattle, and she's staying with me, and she's so disappointed because it was 85 degrees 4 days ago. And she's, you know, everybody's accusing her of bringing the rain with her. But, of course,
yeah.
I secretly and not so secretly love it.
Hate it.
Love it.
Hate it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hate it. I hate the rain, but my friends would really appreciate it. Because I'm from a really cold place, so I moved here to Phoenix, so I never have to see weather ever again. So if I could have no weather, I would be fine.
Yes, but, you know, when you're a Northern European background, like Finnish,
like,
as opposed to a Greek that is in the South and passionate and heat... And I was born in the summer, even though it was December in Australia. It is still difficult for me to like cold weather. It does something strange. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to see anybody. I just want to sit and read. And
hear you.
But what's wrong with that? You get a moment to yourself to sit and read.
Well, no, but my passion is flowing.
And the problem is... And once you're home and you get to read, you're not guilty for not being outside.
You see, this is the kind of conversation one has after all these years of being together.
That's so funny. I love that. That's hilarious.
We love to listen in.
Well, I have a travel questions for each of you. First off, Teo, I wanted to know, I know you've got a lot of things on your schedule as far as traveling is concerned, but what is number one on your list right now?
Well, I was thinking I could have flown to Egypt yesterday. I would have Felucca along the Nile, down to Elephantine Island. I like the way things were done in the Victorian era. I think I must be, not that I'm old-fashioned, but I just like when things were done well, where things had presented well, where they had substance, not these things that, you know, who say hello and then in 5 minutes it's gone and you say, who was that?
Yeah.
You don't sustain much. But as far as the journey, would I like to have gone home to Australia? No. Even though I would like to see the family. I think I probably would have liked, to have been in Petra in Jordan. I think at New Year's, that's what I would like. I would like to be with some friends and show them at dawn what the light is like in a civilization that is as mysterious, as wonderful as that. But that's what I would like to do.
Very cool. That's awesome. I have a friend that just got back from Santorini in Greece, actually, and I was looking at her pictures, and I think that's going to be on the top of my list from now on.
One of the great romantic places. And remember a place called Ia, O-I-A.
That's the picture she showed me from Ia. I didn't know how to pronounce it, but, yeah, she took a picture there. That's what sold me.
Yes, the sun sets at 10 o'clock in the summer. It's the pinkest sky you've ever seen, and the crater that was created in 1400 B.C. when the volcano erupted and a tidal wave 400 meters high demolished so much of the Mediterranean, and then you're sitting there and it's totally still and the volcano is still working. You never know when it's going to erupt, but my God,
that's kind of terrifying, actually.
It is. The beauty of it.
Yeah, that's true. But that's really cool. No, I would love to travel in the Middle East. But yeah, no, that's awesome. So Petra in Jordan is at the top of your list right now?
Yes, and Iran, even though people think I'm crazy.
I can see where they're going to get that impression.
I want to go to Persia, as they call themselves these days, because they don't want to say Iranians. I want to see the country that was annihilated by the Greeks. They've had a great history, the Persians. Great history. And,
that's awesome.
And, you know, great kings, great architecture, great historians, great history and sculpture. I just love what came out of that period.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Well, thank you for your answer, and I have a question for Leanne. Leanne, we've talked about Teo maybe taking you to Paris, but I would love to know if you've actually ever been to Paris and if you speak any French.
I've been there a couple of times. It's my favorite place in the world. Hey, where do you want to go? I always say Paris. And I don't mean Las Vegas, the Paris Hotel.
I mean, Vegas is fun, but no, the real deal is what you got to do.
Oh, I like real Paris. I have spent time there days in the Louvre. I could live there. The idea of walking around the up and down the steps where the princes and the princesses, you know, I'm a princess.
Wow.
So I was very excited to and the only French I really speak is I learned how to say one red wine and steak frites. Steak and fries.
Oh, that's so funny.
Dijon mustard and un vin rouge. So that's what, guess what I ate the whole time I was there?
It was so funny.
And, red wine with Dijon mustard on the side. It was my favorite. I love it there.
Then if you love shopping, have you been to the Galerie of Lafayette in Paris?
I don't remember. What is it? The Galerie what?
Galerie of Lafayette. It's an 8-story department store.
I don't think it. Mm-mm.
You haven't been there? Oh, okay. The first time I went there, it was Christmas, and they had an 8-story Christmas tree brought in from Germany.
Wow.
So that I was like 8 years old, and I was spellbound. I couldn't believe it. And ever since then, like when I've gone, I have to go there. You need to go there because you will never leave. It is the coolest mall.
Well, I don't even remember going near a store because I've spent so much time going to the museums and the different things like that. I was so excited to be there. And
oh, okay.
I was struck with the architecture and stuff that I don't remember going to a store. I don't remember shopping. I mean, I just remember every day was about getting to... That's not true. I'm sorry, that's not true, because I have a lovely scarf that I got in Paloma Picasso's store. We must have gone before, and we must have done some shopping on the street somehow. Yeah. That.
No, I can understand why you wouldn't want to spend your time at a mall. I mean, I think I walked 120 blocks in one day when I was there one time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's possible to never go inside anywhere when you're there. So.
I get it. I mean, I just loved it.
That's so cool. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you guys this evening. I hope you have a great holiday, safe travels. I know the weather's pretty crazy right now. And I just really want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to us this evening.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you, dear. I hope you have a great holiday yourself and stay dry. Ha!
I will. I'll try. I'll try to stay away from the snow that's covering my hometown right now that I'm going home to on Tuesday, but we'll see how that goes. But have fun in your hometowns, and hopefully we can talk to you all soon, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks, take care, please. Guys.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
And we have Nicole on the line. Nicole?
Hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Leanne.
Hi there.
Hi.
Have you been listening to our conversations?
I have.
Oh, and
what do you think?
Would you repeat them?
Thank you.
Have a discussion later?
I know that you guys hear this a lot, but I'm going to say it again. I just want to thank you for all the amazing people that you have brought into my life in the last year.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice thing, I must say, because you can never take these things for granted and you never know how they're going to turn out. But the fact that we can pick up the phone and have conversations, and even though it may be about the work, but you do find more things about what we do and through each other. So in a way, it's kind of a celebration, and thank you that in some way we have kind of, somebody wrote, Twitter to me the other day, it's still going after all these years. I think it was you, Marianne, who said, after all these years, was it you?
I don't know if that was me or not, but I know I've told you before how many, you know, people you've brought together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just think that it's still going when you think about that we started this in 1982.
Oh, okay, right.
It's still able to talk about, and this is about longevity, and let's face it, you'd like to think after all these years you did something well in your life. And that the fact that it still stimulates and still brings people together, and people meet new friends and come together, and it's also innocent in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your fan thread is still going, even though you're not on this show, and people are always talking about Tony and Anna and wishing that they would come back. So,
and
yeah, people don't haven't forgotten.
How many hits Leanne gets and how many I've gotten, it's just
right.
Amazing how faithful. You'd think they'd wake up, but what can I say?
Yeah. Do we just don't give up, do we? No.
No.
Well, we're grateful that you guys are there, and that you and I'm grateful. You know why I'm grateful. I'm grateful that what we do meant something, and so for that reason, I am most appreciative that that's why we keep doing it. That's why we want to keep doing it. Otherwise, we'd I don't know, what would we do if we didn't do this? Well, Teo could open a restaurant, and I could greet people.
That sounds good. And it's not just
that
days.
I,
we'd
yeah.
love to see you in anything.
That I, oh, now that we just said this.
We could open a restaurant where you come and get things that were done well. Not a lot of choices, but then, when you get too many choices, it's not always a winning situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't be bad. We could call it what? Tana's Tavern.
Tana's
Tavern. Where everything takes place and memories are still alive.
Love in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I have a friend on Sony who's a big fan of Kim and Shane, and she still says that Tony and Anna were the most complicated, amazing characters on the show in the whole time she's watched since the early 80s.
I wonder why that is. What do you mean? Yeah, I mean, it's like. I mean, I can see Drake and Deidre because in a way their combination is very Americana. It's it has a sense of adventure, a sense of beauty, of romance, a good taste. Bo and Hope, very middle America, very kind of safe and trusting, just like the Catholic Church. And
yeah.
Then there's Tony and Anna, and you think a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
you never know whether what they're doing is going to be the same tomorrow. So it has a lot of mystery to it, different to the other couples I just mentioned. I think the Anna thing and the Tony thing had, on top of the romance and the dance of the whole thing, I think sense of drama and a lot of, I think the fact that she could never quite work him out. Like a friend of mine who was here this afternoon, and I said, so where does your wife think you are? I don't know. She's already called me 5 times, and she doesn't quite trust me. And I think that's Tony and Anna. Even though it's
I Tony. Never got the impression
that's
they
Anna.
Quite trusted each other, Tony and
right.
Anna.
Either
but it
one
worked.
Of them.
Did Anna.
But it worked.
And that's why I think complicated is a really good word for them as a couple, mm-hmm. because they were complicated. You did not know what was coming up around the corner. Everything was a surprise, and I think that that's good entertainment. That's what I'm looking for. That's why I think everybody's watching Dancing with the Stars and Skating with the Stars. Who's going to win? I mean, it's basically you want people to be on the edge of their seat. So that's because they don't know what's coming.
Yes. Well, that's what serial. Anyway, any questions?
Any questions?
I have a. Are there any other callers?
Oh, yeah, we have another caller. Nicole, are you done? Are you good?
I had a question for Leanne, actually.
Go ahead.
Every time I see a picture of you from any of the events, you look amazing and absolutely gorgeous. So I was wondering how you choose what you're going to wear to the events.
I basically go with my own instinct on things. I do some shopping on my own, and sometimes I have friends and different designers that help me. I have Alan Del Rosario is a friend of mine, and he did my red dress for the Emmys a couple of years ago. And for the last couple of years, I've worn pieces by Paul Attu, and he's marvelous. I mean, well, they both are. And so basically I go and I get to play dress up until I like a dress. It's like somebody picking out a wedding gown. It's pretty exciting. And I mean, you know what I mean by that is that it's pretty fun to be an actress where you get to play dress up all the time. Mm-hmm. And where you feel like you're getting married every, you know, you get to have a new big wedding all the time. I mean, that's the one thing about make-believe is that we actually get to live it. But I think it's a compliment that you like what I'm wearing. For the most part, I go on instinct. I'm kind of a conservative person, so I try to make it as elegant and, you know, comfortable yet fun and a little bit cheeky.
When she knew Tony. It was after Tony when she went with the others that she became conservative.
No, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, it's close, I must say. She wasn't conservative. I remember when she seduced me and lied and got me drunk. That wasn't conservative.
Oh, I was acting.
So easily.
Yeah, Anna's the only person I remember ever trying to get married in black twice.
Oh, what a story you have. Wow. Oh, yeah, lots of big hair. And
yeah.
You know, my cousin. And she had to go to a Christmas party the other day, and they had to all wear 80s themed clothes.
Oh,
and she said, "Do you have that I can cook up to look like I'm from the 80s?" And I said, "Oh, hang on." I went to my closet. I pulled out an old Dynasty jacket, literally from Dynasty, big shoulder pads. And I went to and I found old jewelry, big. You know, rocks on your ears kind of jewelry, and sent her off to the party. She was a big hit. But those were the days.
So who's next?
Okay, thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole.
And we have Dama. She'll be our last caller. Go ahead, Dama.
Hi,
Dama.
Hello.
Hi, Dama.
Hi.
Thank you for your love.
Hi, Carrie. Hello, Teo.
Hello, sweetie.
Hello, Leanne.
We're just going through your cards and your gifts.
Oh,
thank you so
good.
Much.
You got everything. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Whole Foods gift card. I hope you can find something really good there to cook up.
I will. I'm going to get probably branzino fish.
Sounds wonderful.
Grill it with olive oil and lemon juice and herbs.
Right.
Over a salad.
Oh,
over a
lovely.
Salad. That would be nice.
Sounds wonderful.
Is it icy up there this week, or what's going on?
Well, I'm in Snoqualmie right now. We were having our family Christmas party, and I'll tell you, it was snow mixed with rain, and it's quite breezy right now, but it's clear skies, and we had quite a windstorm up here. Some areas were out of power. My aunt in Maple Valley was out. Lots of trees down everywhere. Yeah, a lot of rain lately.
Okay.
So some flooding in Snohomish and down south towards your direction there, where your family's at now. So
systems. I went up for Thanksgiving, and I got there the night before Thanksgiving, and I got to my cousin's house. My cousin came to pick me up in a four-wheel drive, big old truck.
Right, and yes.
The next morning, my sister and I couldn't get out of the driveway.
My word, yeah.
So we had to postpone Thanksgiving for a day because it was so icy. So I'm hoping it's a little bit easier than that.
Yes, I hope so, too. Well, we got another week to go. We'll see what happens.
Yes. Well, what is your question, honey? Do you have any questions for us?
I really didn't have any questions specifically, no. Well, I guess I did want to ask Teo if he ever plans to go back to Syria again.
You know, I when I was in Syria in Baalbek, I bought some wonderful ancient coins from the time of Alexander the Great, and I've been thinking about going and how I would get to Baalbek. And I can do that with Syria, because I'd like to go to Aleppo in Syria and see where the, what they called the Hashashins, who were the great assassins during the Crusades. I'd like to go and visit their castle, and I'm thinking I would like to do that and then cross over into Lebanon and go to Baalbek and get some more of those coins.
We need to go.
We need to go?
Yes. That would be wonderful. That sounds like that would be fun. That would be a lot of fun. I'm sorry.
Family.
The Christmas party here.
It's family,
noise in the background.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was the owner of the station telling everybody they had to go.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Dharma, 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 Dharma. I don't know. I always feel the name Dharma has drama. Am I right?
Yes, it does. It gets a lot of attention, that's for sure.
Dharma, Dharma. Listen, as always, thank you always for your support. You've always been great.
Oh, yes. No need to thank me. Yeah, thank you for all you guys do.
Thank you.
We are very grateful. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Anyway.
Well, thank you so much again, as always, for taking time out to come and be with us on the radio show and in the chats that Teo has, and hoping you have a very happy holidays and a happy new year.
Thank you.
Same
for you,
you
love. Family.
Bless your family.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dama.
Bye, Dama.
The live show is over, but we're still recording. Just to let you guys know. So the show is over.
I have a favor to ask Leanne. She
I'm not to tweet.
Leanne.
I refuse to tweet.
No, that's not it. That's not it. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind taking a picture of Teo wearing his apron that I got. Because all the girls want to see him wearing his apron.
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, and at the next dinner party.
So could you do that?
Yes,
nothing else, too. Nothing else, too, just the apron.
Maybe just, Well, yeah, that would even be better.
Get some naughty minxes going on.
Oh, my
God.
You're talking about my bare ass.
Whatever.
I have a Oz apron. Is it anything like that?
What's that?
I have a Mrs. Claus apron.
Now, this is a black and white.
Well, no, wait. Did he show you the apron? Oh, he got an apron for Christmas.
Oh, he didn't show it to me yet.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Okay, so here's the deal. I will take a picture and
when next time he's making
it. He arrived
5 minutes
before we went on the phone with you. There's not much time to discuss anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's true. That's why.
But you'll have to read what's on the apron. It's very appropriate for Teo.
Black and white.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for putting this together, and I wish you much happiness, and I hope all your families are happy and healthy over the holidays. I have to go to the ladies. I must excuse myself.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you,
Leanne.
Hi.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much, and we'll catch up during the week.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you, Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Be on Twitter
now.
Thank you.
You're stuck in L.A.
Yeah. I'll get over it, but thank you very much.
I hope your friend gets better. They do better?
It was not an easy day. That's why you did it for me. From 20 to 9 in the morning until evening, I was with Joe at the hospital and feeding her and everything. So it was not, but I thought this was a day meant to be for me to give rather than get. So
well, she's lucky to have you.
Oh. Anyway, she's a good friend. So Anyway, I will speak to you guys soon, and thank you very much. It was lovely speaking to you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Dale. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Okay, well, we're ending the show. And I thank Madeline, Marianne, and Marianne for putting this together. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, guys.
Thank all of our callers. I was sitting there freaking out about 5:30 because I didn't have any questions, and I didn't need any.
No, you don't need any. Not with Tao and Leanne. They make it so easy.
No, yeah. And they were just wonderful.
They're wonderful. Aren't they wonderful
fun
listening to them talk together? Yes, that was a lot of fun.
That was wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, this
okay
is our last show for the year, so I wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our fans that have been listening to us for the past year and a half. So it's been a while, and hopefully, hopefully 2011 will be a great year for us too, and continue to do our podcasts and have more guests, and hopefully we'll keep going and try to keep doing a couple series. So we've had requests already to get Cheryl Shaughnessy and Patsy Peace on at the same time.
But
Patsy just moved, so I don't think it's a good time for Patsy right now. She just moved into a new house.
Really?
Yeah, but she's on Facebook. But, you know, we'll try. We'll see. Does it hurt? So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.